Welcome, lovely listeners, to the latest installment of Mystery Science Radio. We have been off these airwaves for the last 5 years, but we are back to enlighten you and enliven you with great music, culture, and distinctive programming. I'm your host, Cherokee Jack, and my co-host is here, Radio's Frank. Say hello, Frank.
Hello, Frank.
And I think somewhere in the studio, Torgo might be lurking. Hopefully he will join us by the end of the program. We're going to get started today with an homage to my favorite actor, Tor Johnson. Tor is the magnanimous star of The Beast of Yucca Flats, The Unearthly, and other fantastic, wonderful films. So without further ado, let's take a listen to Planet Log from their album The Edward Zone. This is Tor Johnson.
Evil doctor, for the evil doctor, prolong
John Lord and Ian Pace of Deep Purple talk about hard drug use.
I would call it personally a senseless waste of a human body, the only one you have. And to me, it seems it's just throwing it right down the drain.
The saddest thing anybody can do to themselves. You see the end product, and it's not a human being anymore. And who wants not to be a human being?
Hey, kids, it's time for the Mr. Bill Show.
Oh, kiddies, hey, oh, boy, are we going to have fun today because we're all going to look at my family album, yay!
Whoops.
Oh, Spot.
Say, Mr. Bill, here's your family album.
Oh, Mr. Hands, can we find out where I came from, huh?
Sure, Mr. Bill. You know, you're from a show business family. Your grandfather was Vaudeville Bill, and he worked hard, hoping one day to become a big star. And before long, Mr. Bill, he became so good, he brought the house down every night.
Oh, poor Grandpa!
And you know, Mr. Bill, your father was also in show business and started out in the movies as a stuntman. But your father found being a star even more hazardous than being a stuntman. So he quit show business to settle down and raise a family. And he took your mother's hand in marriage, and like your Grandpa, he brought the church down. Say, and before you know it, along came little Billy.
Oh, that's me, yay!
Your mom and dad were out in the backyard picnicking that day, when all of a sudden, the glorious event happened. And as it often happened in those days, your father died during childbirth.
Oh, what a rotten way to come into the world!
And then, Mr. Bill, you received the slap of life. Then, Mr. Bill, that very evening, during a terrible rainstorm, another glorious event occurred when a shivering little stray dog scratched on the door and we took Spot in to stay forever.
Here comes Mr. Bill's
dog. Oh, it's Spot, hey! But you know, Mr. Hands, it seemed like I remember we didn't have any towels to dry him off.
Oh, I took care of that.
Oh, poor Spot! Oh.
Say, and talking about drying off, do you remember your first diaper? And how I helped out when your mom didn't have any safety pins?
Oh, yeah, how could I forget that?
Oh, and you know, it was also the time you spoke your first word. Soon, your mom had to go out shopping, so you got your first babysitter, Auntie Sluggo.
Oh, she wasn't a babysitter. She was just mean to me.
But, Mr. Bill, she ironed your clothes for you. And she fed you. And then she brushed your teeth. Well, Mr. Bill, it wasn't long before you were up and on your feet and ready to take your first step.
Yeah, but why did you leave me blanket in the traffic, huh?
And soon your hair got too long, and you got your first haircut.
Oh, Mr. Hands, I really had a rough childhood. I'm surprised I made it to my first birthday.
Well, Mr. Bill, as we all know, things get worse. Like when you had to go to the doctor for your first checkup. First, he checked your reflexes.
Oh, but I didn't have any reflexes.
And then he took your temperature.
Oh,
well, Mr. Brill, at least your blood pressure was normal.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, but the worst thing that happened was when he gave me the vaccination for all the kids in town.
But, Mr. Bill, you've never gotten polio. Now, come on, Mr. Bill. Things weren't that bad. Like, remember what a charge you got out of Christmas?
Yeah, but why did I always have to go to work at the Christmas tree, huh?
But, Mr. Bill, remember all the fun you had at the playground? Like when you played buried treasure with your pal.
Oh, well, there wasn't any treasure there, remember?
And remember the seesaw?
Oh!
And how about all the great thrills when you played catcher in the Little League?
Yeah, but why did you play me so close to the plate, huh?
Well, Mr. Bill, you've finally become a young man. And remember your first day at school?
Yeah, I remember. And you know something, Mr. Hands? I'm beginning to think that maybe you haven't been such a good friend to the family like you say you are. And you know, if I see one more time you helped us out, I might get really mad.
Oh, well, I'd better shut the family album then.
Oh!
Whoa, now you're in the family album, Mr. Bill. Bye-bye.
Mystery date. Are you ready for your mystery date? Don't be late, it would be great. Open the door for your mystery date.
It's Mystery Date, the thrilling new Milton Bradley game of romance and mystery that's just for you. And you. And you, and you, mystery date, will you be ready for swimming or a dance? When you open the door, will your mystery date be a dream or a dud?
Oh!
Fun and surprises, that's mystery date. Remember, Milton Bradley makes the best games in the world. So girls,
open the door for your mystery date.
Get mystery date.
Ladies and gentlemen, the swinging barmaids. They are girls looking for action.
You sure you're old enough, Sonny?
They are girls getting in trouble.
Watch your head, you pervert!
The service is always fast.
Come on, girls. The guys are waiting.
And their customers come first. See the kinky fantasies of the good time guys trying to find the good time girls. What they do after hours is their business.
I get off at 2 a.m.
See the swinging barmaids, four beautiful girls living life to its fullest. These girls don't ask for trouble, they attract it.
No, Tom, don't. Please, not here.
But what they really want is love. Will you give it to them? The Swinging Barmaids, rated R.
Excellent, Frank.
Well, thank you very much there, Jack. Cherokee Jack, if I may.
Yes, you may.
Thank you.
Welcome back to Mystery Science Radio here on the Shortwave Bands. If you would like a Mystery Science Radio QSL, please send your Mystery Science Radio reception report to Mystery Science Radio Shortwave at gmail.com. What is it again, Frank?
Well, as you just said, it's Mystery Science Radio Shortwave at gmail.com.
And what are they going to get, Frank?
What they're going to get is they're going to get a QSL with personalized QSL with the reception report on it once they send it to the email address.
Reception confirmation.
Yes.
Or something like that.
Yeah, what you said earlier, reception confirmation, no more than 5 seconds ago.
Was it that long ago? I forget.
No, it could have been yesterday.
Is Torgo back with that pizza yet?
You know, I said I wanted anchovies. Make sure they put
anchovies, Torgo. Anchovies.
Thank you.
Well, Frank, one of my favorite bands in the world is the Ruddles. And we're going to hear a tune now called Let's Be Natural.
Time goes by, as we all know, naturally. People come and people go, naturally. Let's be natural.
Naturally stone. their troubled world alone. But I know I can never do it while I'm standing on my own. There's just one thing that they do not seem to understand. Why can't they get it through their heads? I need a helping hand. I can get a good vibration when I put my mind on you alone. I get a real sensation, feel like I'm naturally stoned. Naturally stoned. I can get a good vibration when I put my mind on you alone. I get a real sensation, feel like I'm naturally stoned. Naturally stoned. Naturally stoned.
Ah, the dulcet tones of the Avant-Garde with their wonderful hit from 1967, Naturally Stoned. And I think Torgo's naturally stoned somewhere between here and the pizza parlor. I haven't seen him at all. Have you, Frank?
No, not at all. Hasn't called my my wireless. No. I want my pizza.
I want my cell phone back. He took my cell phone.
That's probably why we haven't heard from him. I mean, what can Torgo get up on? Huh?
It's been 3.5 days, so he's not back.
3.5 days. Who would wait for a pizza for 3.5 days?
Well, I would.
I would, too.
All right. Okay. It's good pizza.
Well, exactly. I mean, it might not be now.
He's probably eaten half of it.
And the rest will have some penicillin, which will be good.
That's good. Yeah, good. Yeah, healthy. Yep. It's health food. Well, you're listening to Mystery Science Radio. And if you'd like a Mystery Science Radio QSL, you can email mysteryscienceradioshortwave@gmail.com. What's that address again, Frank?
It's going to be, and it is, mysteryscienceradioshortwave@gmail.com.
Excellent. Well, friends, we have a very special guest in the studio today, Mr. Bob Dylan himself, who's going to introduce a song that I absolutely love about my favorite pianist, Liberace. Take it away, Mr. Dylan.
Here's Charlie Adams and Hey Liberace.
Hey Liberace, I like to know where you got that smile. Hey Liberace, you must have a winning style. Since you have been on TV, my wife don't speak to me. In her dreams, it's Liberace. Oh, what you've done to me. Certain thing. My mother-in-law comes by to watch you on our TV set. But that was 30 weeks ago and she ain't left here yet. And your curly hair, you sure do get around. Hey Liberace, where'd you get those dreamy eyes? Hey Liberace, all the girls you hypnotize. An old maid saw you on the street. She yelled and said to me, I'd surely give the world if I could be with Liberace.
That was Hey Liberace. I don't think that was him playing the piano on it, though. Charlie Adams on the Imperial record label.
Oh, thank you, Bob. It's a wonder to have you here on Mystery Science Radio. I never thought we'd get Bob to be a guest announcer. Did you, Frank?
No, not at all. I mean, he's all right for a Dylan.
Yes, he is. Well, Frank, I'm really hoping to get over soon and watch your new 75-inch color TV. And I hope you have some DVDs because I want to watch my favorite show. What's your favorite show, Frank?
I would have to say Lost. At the moment, definitely Lost.
Oh, my show's a lot like Lost. It's wonderful. It takes place on an island. It has a group of amazing characters, and it's called Gilligan's Island.
Who?
Gilligan's Island.
Never heard of him.
Oh. And you know, of course, my favorite song is, of course, Stairway to Heaven. And this song has both my favorite TV show and my favorite song combined. So it's going to be a wonderful, wonderful listen.
Gilligan's Island. That's one with the professor, isn't it?
That's right.
Yeah. I love that show with the blue box and everything. No, that's the doctor.
Oh.
No. No, I'm joking. I am playing with you, Cherokee Jack. I am playing with you. I know what Lost. I know what Lost is, and Gilligan's Island. It was like the precursor to Lost, in my opinion.
It was the prequel to Lost.
It was like the prequel to Lost. Those poor guys just keep getting lost on the island. They can't get away from it.
And he had to live on coconuts and bananas
and bamboo.
And oh my God. Okay.
Oh, we just ran that one into the ground.
Let's Hey there, Frank. I'm finally back with the pizza.
Yeah, listen, that's
Where's Cherokee Jack?
Cherokee Jack decided to go ahead and watch his favorite show, as we were talking about earlier, Gilligan's Island, on TV Land. They're doing some kind of marathon, I think.
But I've got a pizza. Look, it's got extra anchovies.
That's a toy pizza. Where's the real thing?
The master would not approve.
No, seriously, where's the pizza?
What pizza?
I gave you...
What are you talking about?
I gave you 50 intergalactic bucks so that way you could go and get us a good quality pizza from New York.
That was Monopoly money. I had to sell myself on the streets. You're listening to Mystery Science Radio for a QSL right to Mystery Science Radio shortwave at gmail.com. See that? I'm practicing my Dalek voice too.
Well then, if you couldn't understand what Torgo was just saying, he said, send your QSLs.
Nobody understands me, man. I'm the wind, baby.
Yeah, don't the streets know it? Okay, so as he said, send your QSL reports to Mystery Science Radio Shortwave at gmail.com.
All right. And this last song is in honor of Cherokee Jack. Thanks for listening, Kimo Sabe.
And how?